Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case takes first base on ball four. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Spence moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from early and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is picked off in unknown way. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges fires to first and picks off Vernon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Estilella. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Clary, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball towards right. Ross catches it and throws to first to double up Clary. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estilella hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Spence fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Spence. Higgins moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 1, Tigers, 1. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clary bunts in front of the plate. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Lapon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Reeb now catching. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spence strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 2, Tigers, 2. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Reeb for a passed ball. Sullivan moves to third. Clary moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Case takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Sullivan scores. Clary moves to third. Case moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Clary scores. Case scores. Spence moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth pinch hits for Hank Reeb. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.